Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Erev, and today we are learning Parak Dalad Mishnah Vav and Parak Dalad Mishnah Zayin. According to many of the opinions in the previous Mishnah, Parak Dalad Mishnah Hey, a person who was asleep on the road at the beginning of Shabbos is only allowed to be in a 4 amma area for the entire Shabbos. The following Mishnah, Parak Dalad Mishnah Vav, is going to discuss the halacha for two people who find themselves in this predicament. Says the Mishnah, Hayu Shnaim, there were two people who were each confined to their own 4 amma area. Miktas Amosav Shalzeh, Besoch Amosav Shalzeh, and some of the 4 ammas of one of them overlapped some of the 4 ammas of the other one. For example, if they were 6 ammas apart from each other, as the Bartanura points out when Shabbos began, since each one has 4 ammas in the direction of the other person, there is a 2 amma area in which they can both move and in which they can both function. Says the Mishnah, in this case, Mevi'in v'ochlin be'emtza, they may bring their food and eat it in the middle amos, which are shared by both of them. Uvilvad shelo yotzi zem mitoch shelo l'soch shel chavera, provided that each of them is careful not to move his food from his 4 amma area into the unshared part of his friend's 4 amma area. The halacha is that since an object has the same tchum boundaries as its owner, each one's food must remain in his own 4 amma area. Now we're going to discuss a situation where you have 3 people in this predicament. Says the Mishnah, Hayu Shlosha, if there were 3 people who were each confined, one next to the other, with their own 4 amma area, Vahem Tzoy Muvla Beinehem, and the middle person was essentially overlapped by the 2 other people, but the area of the 2 outer people did not overlap with each other. Hu mutar iman vehein mutar and imo. He, meaning the middle person, is allowed to bring his food and eat with either of the people on the outer side. Right at the end of the day, he shares with both of them. But the 2 outer people are forbidden to bring food and eat with each other, since they don't share any of the space. So again, the middle person can share with both of the outer people because they do share space, but the 2 outer people can't share with each other because, again, their tchum 4 amos would not overlap, and they can't bring their food, therefore, from their area to the other person's area. Now we're going to, based on this discussion of the 3 people, we're going to see that perhaps, this is also an area of dispute when it comes to another area of Eruv between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion, he said, Lama hadavar doma, what is this tchum situation similar to, where the outer people can share with the middle person, but not with each other? L'shalosh chatzeros hapsuchos zo lezo upsuchos l'rishos harabim. To a situation where you have 3 chatzeros, 3 courtyards that open into one another, and they're also open into the rishos harabim, to the public area. Says the Mishnah, Ervu shtehen im hemtzas. In this case, if the 2 outer courtyards were joined in an erev with the middle courtyard, but not with each other, he mutaris imam vehim mutaris ima. It is allowed it is permitted with them, meaning the residents of the middle courtyard can carry into either of the outer courtyards, and they are permitted with it, meaning the residents of either outer courtyard may carry into the middle courtyard. But the 2 outer courtyards are prohibited with one another, meaning the residents of 1 outer courtyard may not carry into the other outer court. Again, we're dealing with a situation where you have 3 courtyards, one next to another, and the halacha is that in order for them to be able to carry from one to the other, you have to, from one house within the courtyard, number 1, there has to be an Erev of Chatzeros, there has to be a courtyard, some sort of an Erev of uniting all the homes in 1 courtyard in order to include them and allow you to carry from your home out of the courtyard. And even from 1 courtyard to the other, you could do it as long as they have 1 larger courtyard. However, that's only from one courtyard that's next to the other. But if you have three next to each other, then the two outer courtyards are not allowed to carry to each other, but they can both carry within that middle courtyard. So Rabbi Shimon wants to say that it's the exact same situation like we just had here with the three people, where they can each share food with the middle person that has the where they share the four amatrum, but the two outer people can't share with one another. So again, although the residents of one outer courtyard may not carry into the other outer courtyard, Rabbi Shimon does allow the residents of the outer courtyards to carry into the middle courtyard, and vice versa, and he's not concerned that this will lead one to carry an item from one outer courtyard to the other. Again, he proves from that similar case, like we discussed previously in the previous Mishnah. That being said, the Chachamim dispute this. They argue, they disagree with this comparison of Rabbi Shimon, and they say no, that that the residents of the two outer courtyards are not allowed to carry into the middle courtyard and vice versa, out of concern that it will lead one to carry an item from one outer courtyard to the other, which everyone agrees is not allowed. Again, the Chachamim hold that there is no comparison between the cases of the three courtyards and the three people camped on the road. In the case of the Tchum, they would say, there are only three people involved. Therefore, if one of them were to start moving food from one outer area to the other, one of the others will see and stop him. In the case, however, of the Chatzeros, of the courtyards, there are many residents in the various courtyards, and as the Bar Tanura points out, one does not necessarily know in which courtyard each person lives. Therefore, when one sees someone about to carry from the middle courtyard into one of the outer courtyards, he may assume that the person carrying is from the middle courtyard and see no reason to stop him. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, in order to prevent carrying between two outer courtyards, they said that you're not allowed to even carry from the outer courtyard into the middle courtyard. Continuing now with Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin. Now, as we said previously, the usual way to establish a Shabbos residence in a place other than where a person lives is to put food there before Shabbos as an Eruv Tchumen. Now we're going to discuss another potential method to establish a Shabbos residence. Says the Mishnah, Mishaba Badarach V'chashcha Lo, one who was traveling on Friday, and it began to become dark too quickly for him to actually reach home before Shabbos. He was more than 2,000 amos from his house. If he would establish his residence at his present location, he would not be able to reach his house on Shabbos. So what should he do? Says the Mishnah, V'haya makir ilon ogadr, but he knew of a particular landmark, whether it be a tree, whether it be a wall, whatever the case may be, and these were ahead of him within 2,000 amos of his present location and within 2,000 amos of his house. V'amar shvisoso tachtov, and he said, my residence for Shabbos would be under that particular tree or that particular wall. This would allow him to then walk from where he is to that point and from there to his house, since the tree or wall is within 2,000 amos, both of him and of his house. But says the Mishnah, in this situation, Lo Amar Klum, he has said absolutely nothing. The declaration that he made has absolutely no effect. But since the area under the tree or next to the wall is larger than the 4 amos the person receives as his residence when he camps out in the open, this declaration is not specific enough to establish a residence in that particular place. However, Shvisaso Bikar, if you were to say that my residence should be at the tree's trunk, for example, he's specifying the specific area of the 4 amos, then mehalich mimkom raglav v'yadi karu al paim ama, then in that situation he may go from the place he is standing until the trunk up to 2,000 amos, umei ikar v'yad beisu al paim ama, and then he can go as well from the trunk until his house up to an additional 2,000 amos. And since the trunk is now his residence, he can go 2,000 amos from there in every direction, and this would allow him to ultimately reach his trunk, number one, and then reach his home as well. And a nimtza mahalich mishachashicha arbas alpayim amid emerges here that he may go after dark, after one Shabbos begins, up to 4,000 amos. So the Chachamim were lenient and they allowed a traveler to establish a Shabbos residence by simply specifying a location and declaring it to be his residence. The place that he's designating must be close enough that the traveler is able, as the Bar Tanura points out, to reach it before dark. Although he is tired and he wants to rest where he is, as long as he has the potential to get there before dark, then that then that is sufficient. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, discuss the situation where you have two people who each of them are confined to their own four amos area because they were asleep when Shabbos began. So they can't. So they didn't establish a residency anywhere. So we said that they have four amos, each of them. They have four amos that are shared with one another, and they can therefore bring food and eat them in the middle. They can share. They have two amos, let's say, of shared area in their short, small four amo tchum, and they can have food in that area, but they can't bring it into any part of their tchum that isn't shared, because wherever you can go, your items, your food, your objects can go. Wherever you can't go, your food and your object can't go. So they can only bring their food into the middle area where they both can technically go. Then the Mishnah wanted to know, what about if there are three people who are each confined to their own four amma area? So we said the middle person's area was overlapped by the two of them. So the middle person is allowed to bring his food and eat with either of them because they both share a spot. But the two people on the outer ends cannot share with one another because their areas don't overlap. And again, they can't bring their food to any area where they themselves wouldn't be able to go. Then we saw, based on this, that Rabbi Shimon wanted to say, so what is this case of the four amos similar to, where you have two people at the outer ends who can't share with each other, but they can't share with the middle? He's wanted to say that it's similar to a case. We have three courtyards that are open to one another and that are open to a Rishus HaRabim, to a public domain. And he said that the halacha is that if the two outer courtyards were each joined in an Erev with the middle courtyard but not with each other, then the residents of the middle courtyard may carry into either of the outer courtyards, but the two outer courtyards may not carry into the other outer courtyard. And he wanted to say that you're allowed to, just like the four amma by four amma situation, they could each sort of have the food in the middle, and they could share the middle guy. So too, the two outer courtyards as well can share and make an Erev Chatzeros with the middle chotzer. However, the Chachamim disagreed vehemently, and they said, absolutely not. They said that while it's true that in the case where you have four amma by four amma, three people next to each other, they could share the middle guy, that's because there are only three people we're talking about. So they'll make sure not to bring the food where they're not allowed to bring it. But where you have a situation of three courtyards next to each other, it's much more complicated. You don't know exactly where everyone lives. And therefore, they said the note that you're not allowed to have people from the outer courtyards even share with the middle person, because we're not sure really where they live. Do they live in the outer one? Do they live in the middle one? And therefore, we're not going to allow them in that situation to share with the middle courtyard. Although the Bartonura points out that in this regard, we do hold like Rabbi Shimon, namely, we would allow the outer courtyards to make an Erev Chatzeros with the middle courtyard and to share with the middle courtyard. We're not concerned that the two outer courtyards are going to share with one another. And then Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, was discussing someone who was traveling on Friday and then began to grow, it became Shabbos very, very quickly for him, and he wasn't able to get home before Shabbos. So we said that if there's a certain landmark, whether it be a tree or a wall, that's within 2,000 amos of where he is, and it's within 2,000 amos of his home, so he can establish residence by the trunk, let's say, of the tree or by the base of the wall. As long as he specifies a specific residence, that's okay. He can't just say by the wall or by the tree. It has to be a specific residence that will allow him to get there 2,000 amos from where he, at least less than 2,000 amos from where he is now, and then get him home as well. And again, the Chachamim were lenient, and they allowed a traveler to do this by simply specifying the location and declaring it to be his residence. So again, assuming that it's within the 2,000 amos of where he is now and 2,000 amos of where his home ultimately will be. Have a great day.